Thank you so much. I am having so much fun seeing carols. Are you guys enjoying seeing carols? Yes, that is fantastic. Carols are just one of those things. You know, it really starts to feel like Christmas when you start singing the Christmas carols. Can you think of anything else that when you think about it or when you have it, it really starts to feel like Christmas? Like maybe candy canes or presents, gingerbread, putting up the Christmas tree, a classic. These are all things that make us think of Christmas. What about, there's like reindeer and Santa and presents. What about superheroes? Do superheroes make you think of Christmas? No. There were some yeses, but I heard a lot of no's. But, you know, superheroes make me think about Christmas because Christmas is one big rescue story. And superheroes are known for rescuing people. So I have a story for you, a big rescue story. You see, after God created the whole world, and it was wonderful and beautiful and lovely, he created the land and the sky, animals and trees and people. God made everything. And he looked at it and he said it was very good. And he told his people how to live life so that they could have a great time and everything would be really good, very happy, no sadness, no death, good times all around. But you see, then people made a little bit of a mess of the world because they didn't listen to God. They disobeyed him. And now we have sin. And the world is a little bit of a mess. But God, he didn't leave it like that. God came up with a big rescue plan because God loves his people and the world so much. And so this is where the Christmas story comes in. So about 2,000 years ago, there was an angel who appeared to a girl named Mary. And the angel said to Mary, "You're going to have a baby and you should name him Jesus. He is going to be amazing. He's going to be great. He's going to be the Son of God." And Mary is like, "What? How is this going to happen?" The angel tells Mary that the Holy Spirit, that God, will make it happen. And Mary gets really excited because Mary knows that this is part of God's big rescue plan. That Jesus is part of God's big rescue plan. That he is going to be the rescuer. So Mary gets excited. Jesus is born. They name him Jesus, just like the angel said. And then some more angels appear to some people and they say, "Do I have good news for you?" I want to read this to you because we can read about the whole big rescue story in the Bible. The Christmas story is in there too. The angels appear to these people and they say, "I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown," that's Bethlehem, "a savior was born." Savior is another word for rescuer. He is Christ the Lord. The Savior is Jesus. And so these people get really excited and they go and tell other people about it and everyone's excited all around. Except for a few people who aren't super excited. But Jesus grows up to be big and strong and wise. And everyone's like, "This is going so good. This is our rescuer." But then Jesus dies. When he's an adult, Jesus dies. And everyone's a bit confused because they're like, "This was our rescuer. What's happening? What happened to God's plan?" But you see, this is part of God's big rescue plan. Because 3 days later, after Jesus dies, he comes back to life. And that is all part of the big rescue plan. for God to save his people so that everyone who believes in Jesus and trusts that this is true can live forever with God. And in forever, there will not be any sickness or sadness or pain or death. All because of the very first Christmas, when God came to be with us. He didn't save us from really far away. He wasn't afraid to come and be with us on earth. That's why Jesus came to be with us. And that's what we celebrate. And that's what we sing about every Christmas. That's pretty exciting. Now, if you'd like to hear more about the big rescue story, we have these books that we're going to be handing out at the end of the carol service. You can take one, have a read of it, give it to a friend, and hear all about the big rescue story that is Christmas. Now, we don't only have to think about it at Christmas, but we are going to keep thinking about it now, and we are going to keep singing about it now. Do you think we should keep singing some Christmas carols? Yeah? I think we should keep singing some Christmas carols. The band is going to come back up, and we are going to sing together some more Christmas carols, and they remind us about the big rescue at Christmas. Thanks so much, everyone.